In September, we heard from the Johns Hopkins Archaeological Museum and its partnership with Baltimore Clay Works, a local nonprofit ceramic art center. In the spring, Hopkins students will work with ceramic artists in an attempt to authentically recreate some of the museum's most precious items. Matthew Heilick, education coordinator at Baltimore Clay Works, provides a ceramic artist perspective on how archaeological crafts speak to him and reflects on what has and hasn't changed in over 2,000 years.
A potter needs the clay to remove all air pockets and to homogenize the moisture content within the material prior to shaping. As the potter's wheel turns, the pot takes shape through the potter's hands. Potter's ribs assist with shaping, calipers and scales provide precise measurements, and these are staples of a potter's life which have endured for centuries. Plastic has now replaced the bone from which tools were made. Electricity turns our wheels and fires our kilns. Digital scales have replaced weights and measures for precise formulation of glaze and clay ingredients. Earthenware, stoneware, and porcelain clays may now be purchased commercially on a global scale, and we're no longer reliant on localized geological bias to determine the color and firing temperature for pottery. These are recent changes in the history of pottery, but its essence, the process of making pots, remains the same as it was 2,600 years ago. From where I stand as a 21st century potter, the end result can still be remarkably close to the pottery produced by ancient civilizations. I do not necessarily refer to these changes as improvements. The production of pottery remains not only an art, but also a science, and still comes with a degree of failure to match success. Chemical science to match kiln magic. Historically, pottery was not a hobby. Pottery provided a vehicle through which the individual artisan could reflect the values of their own personal culture while simultaneously fulfilling functional necessity. Pots represent a distinctly regional bias with regard to the materials used, aesthetics, and community life, relying on local clays to form the pots, the slip surfaces, the bricks of the kiln. The imagery reflects both popular culture and high society. The forms serve to enhance utilitarian rituals depicting aspects of daily life, providing a conversation piece amongst peers and likely creating a very public statement of one's social stature as defined through one's possessions. Studying historical pottery forms is akin to learning musical scales and notes as a precursor to becoming a composer. We learn a pot's intended function by exploring its balance and proportion. Careful analysis of historic pottery forms provides valuable insight into product design. Greek philosophy provides us with key ingredients to define beauty: symmetry, proportion, and harmony. These three keys serve as a form through which Greek culture, architecture, politics, and teaching were structured. I feel it is essential to understand where we have been in order to more fully understand where it is we intend to go with regard to our art and our society. Our collaborative opportunity with the Johns Hopkins archaeology students in the spring of 2015 will be ripe with new experiences. As a professional potter, I will be working beyond my comfortable studio routine, and with the assistance of scientists, archaeologists, and historians, exploring the age-old practice of pottery making with the anticipation of gaining fresh insight into the nuanced stages of production and the tremendous skills exhibited by the sophisticated potters of 600 BC Greece.
Learn more about upcoming Baltimore Clay Works classes, exhibitions, and workshops at baltimoreclayworks.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities, such as philosophy and literature, that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.